Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our attention to KeyCorp, a major regional bank that operates primarily in the Midwest and Northeast United States. KeyCorp provides a broad range of financial services, including commercial banking, retail banking, and investment services. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the financial industry. Let's dive in.
KeyCorp has a strong regional presence, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like conservatism bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in lending practices and risk management?
Conservatism bias is likely to influence KeyCorp, especially given their focus on stability and maintaining a strong regional presence. This bias can lead them to rely heavily on traditional banking practices and be slow to adopt new technologies or innovative financial products. While this can protect them from the risks associated with rapid change, it may also limit their ability to compete with more agile and technologically advanced competitors. Loss aversion is another key factor, where the bank may be overly cautious in its lending practices, prioritizing the avoidance of defaults over the potential for higher returns. This conservative approach can ensure long-term stability but may also result in missed opportunities for growth.
This focus on risk management and stability has made KeyCorp a reliable choice for conservative investors who prioritize security and consistent returns, especially in a highly regulated industry.
Exactly. KeyCorp's conservative approach aligns well with the expectations of investors who value stability and long-term security. However, the bank needs to be careful not to let this conservatism prevent them from pursuing opportunities that could enhance growth and competitiveness in a rapidly evolving financial landscape.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at KeyCorp. As a regional bank with a broad customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what can we learn from this through the lens of behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for KeyCorp, given their role in serving diverse communities across different regions. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can improve decision-making by bringing a variety of perspectives into the organization, which is essential for understanding and meeting the needs of a diverse customer base. A commitment to DEI can also enhance KeyCorp's reputation as a socially responsible institution, which is increasingly attractive to investors. Furthermore, a diverse workforce can drive innovation and better customer service, which are critical for maintaining competitiveness in the financial industry.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as a critical factor in evaluating companies, especially in the financial sector, where understanding and serving diverse populations is vital for long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, KeyCorp not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers but also positions itself as a leader in creating an inclusive and equitable workplace. This focus on DEI can also help attract and retain top talent, which is crucial for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the banking industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, KeyCorp operates in a highly competitive and regulated industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
KeyCorp's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its regional leadership. From a behavioral finance perspective, the bank's approach to market adaptation involves balancing the need for innovation with the inherent risks of adopting new technologies. While conservatism bias might lead KeyCorp to be cautious in implementing new solutions, the bank must also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a rapidly digitizing financial landscape. This requires a careful assessment of new technologies, and a willingness to invest in areas that align with their long-term strategic goals, such as enhancing digital banking services or improving cybersecurity.
This adaptability is key for KeyCorp, especially as they face competition from both large national banks and smaller, more tech-savvy financial institutions. Their ability to maintain relevance in a changing market is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. KeyCorp's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with risk management, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their customers and investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare KeyCorp to other companies in the financial industry, like U.S. Bancorp, PNC Financial Services, and Fifth Third Bancorp. How do KeyCorp's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
KeyCorp's dynamics are often compared to other regional banking leaders like U.S. Bancorp, PNC Financial Services, and Fifth Third Bancorp, particularly in their approach to risk management, innovation, and customer service. KeyCorp's emphasis on conservative banking practices and regional focus appeals to investors looking for stability and consistent returns. U.S. Bancorp, with its strong emphasis on digital banking, appeals to those interested in a more technologically advanced approach. PNC Financial Services, known for its focus on community banking, offers a different type of regional banking experience, while Fifth Third Bancorp's emphasis on innovation and customer service makes it a strong competitor in the regional banking space. KeyCorp's focus on conservatism and stability provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being slow to adapt to new trends.
And unlike U.S. Bancorp, which has a strong focus on digital banking, KeyCorp's strength lies in its traditional approach to banking, which has allowed it to build deep relationships with customers in its regions.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For KeyCorp, the focus on stability and regional leadership provides a unique value proposition in the financial industry.
To sum up, KeyCorp's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives KeyCorp's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.